You're listening to Modest Junk. It contains profanity and adult subject matter. I personally listen because I'm a sexual tyrannosaurus. Grr. And I just love it when Mike Modest talks about the naughty parts. Because I know what to do with them parts. Having to do a sweet little pole dance with my colostomy bag. I swing it around in the hair over my head. And then I whip it at people. And I swing it left and right. And all the while, little Willie waves around in the air, free, at all the folks at the park.
Wow, that was the weirdest disclaimer I've ever done. This is your host that never boasts, Michael Modest, and this is Modest Joint. I'm going to jump around a bit this week. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel about Vince McMahon. You'll get my top 10, and I'm going to ramble about lots of other shit. You can email or send death threats to michael.modest@gmail.com. You can also hit me up at myspace.com/michaelmodest. First, I want to talk about this guy, X-Cal. I'm not sure what his real name was, but he's part of a band, and I believe that's their name, X-Cal. And they've got this song called Starving Artists, and it's kind of about being in the indies and being a struggling artist trying to make it at your profession, whatever it might be, whether you're an actor or a painter. It's kind of all the same. So anyways, check this out. I think you're going to like it.
Well, I've been out all day trying to hustle my soul. I got to sell these things just to get me a show.
So anyways, I know that recording probably wasn't very good, but you can check out that song at myspace.com/xcal918. That's XCAL918. I urge you to check it out. It's a great song, and I think the guy's got tons of talent and a very unique way of looking at the world. Please check it out. Also, I'd like to send a thanks out to Dave Parker. Dave's helping me build a website so that I can sell T-shirts, 8x10s, yada, yada. Check out Dave's website at www.ucwrestling.com. Now, something else that happened, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this on my MySpace right after we're done talking. I'm going to put it on my comments. But Ace Darling and a friend of mine from Sacramento named Mike, they sent me the very worst match ever. I mean, folks, this match was so bad that simultaneously I got a headache in my left eye and a sharp pain in my right testicle. Simultaneously, folks, that's how bad this match was. So you're going to have to go to my MySpace and check it out on my comments. It's horrible. You'll love it. And it's brutally long. I mean, it's painfully long. It's, you're in for a treat. Much love to my friend Ed Schumann. Now, I met Ed 15-plus years ago in St. Louis. He was the manager for the night for me and my partner Max Justice as the Border Patrol. Ed has been a great friend to me and very responsible for me making it to NOAA. Ed was the one that hooked me up with all of that information. And so I send my love out to Ed. Ed's health is failing him right now. And I'm hoping that he can kick out and give me another 15 years of friendship. I know that's kind of selfish, but I got to look out for myself, Ed. Anyways, brother, God love you, man. I also want to send out a thanks to the Suicidal Dragon. This guy has been putting some vids of me and Donovan Morgan up on YouTube, different things that we did in Japan. Right now, if you go to YouTube, you can see the top 10 moves of Team Chaos. You can also check out my reality check off the apron by on Kotaro Suzuki. If you go there, you can type in Suicidal Dragon, or you can type in Michael Modest, and both of those videos will be pulled up. And he's also got a ton of other really cool videos that he's produced. So I suggest that you get a hold of him and check out some of what he's got. Very cool stuff. And here's a shout out to him. I would like to see Segura and I when he gave me the Olympic slam off the top rope, and I think that was at the Ariake Coliseum, if I'm not mistaken. Another thing that I thought was interesting, when I was checking out the reality check that I gave to Kotaro Suzuki off of the apron, most of the responses to it were like, wow, that must have hurt, and that was incredible, or whatever. But there's one guy that's like, oh, it doesn't look all that special to me, you know, because I guess I wasn't flipping off of the second story of a house through 16 tables. But, you know, Mike Modest is a wrestler. I'm a little smarter than that when I'm in the ring. However, to answer his question, yeah, it did hurt. Anytime you jump off of the apron's already like 3.5 feet. So you jump off of there, there's another 3.5 feet. We came down from about 7 feet high onto a concrete floor. And if you know anything about Japanese wrestling, you've ever gone to a Japanese wrestling show, you will notice that their mats are half as thick as WWE's or any of the companies that I've ever worked for in the States. And if you go to Mexico and work, you'll find that they just don't have any pads at all. So that's the deal with that, man. If you want to check it out, you can see that as soon as I hit, there's this look of expression on my face like, Jesus, that hurt my tailbone. And yeah, there's just, you know, there's no green screen or anything like that, guys, no cables. And so, yeah, it does hurt. But really, thank you very much, Suicidal Dragon, for getting some of that stuff up. Now, I got an email here from Lorenza Damron. And he basically says that he's been a fan of WWF and WCW since the days of Hogan versus Iron Sheik and, you know, more recently Hogan versus Andre. But he mainly has been a fan of guys like Ric Flair. Nowadays, his favorite wrestlers are indie guys like myself and Donovan Morgan. He says he's got a few things he just wants to say, that even though he thinks that Cena and Edge and Triple H are great wrestlers, they are kind of burnt out, and he's burnt out on seeing them. He wishes that WWE would bring in more new faces, more indie guys, and he also thinks that TNA would do well for themselves to do the same thing, to build their own stars, which I agree. He says that his his favorite is my top 10. That's the favorite part of Modest Joint, and that his personal favorite was the top 10 ways to get hit with a steel folding chair by Michael Modest. And then he also says he wants some advice on becoming a wrestler. Okay, I'm going to give you the same advice that Bobby the Brain Heenan gave me, Lorenza, and that is don't do it. That's the best advice I can give. But if it's just in your blood and you have to, man, then, you know, obviously the training thing is the most important. You have to get solid training. Check out my comments a little later today, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm going to put this match up, and you'll see that it's just invaluable. You have to have good, solid training, folks, to participate in this business and get your body in shape. You know, typical stuff, man. But the training is the number one most important thing. As far as TNA building their own stars, I think they've been doing that to an extent with guys like Samoa Joe, Chris Daniels, AJ Styles. They've made those guys household names. And I think that's very good for, you know, just wrestling in general. We need some new faces out there, and we need guys being pushed and becoming new stars. They do bring in an awful lot of old WWE guys, and I think they're paying top dollar for these guys, and it makes it a little difficult. But I think TNA's doing a decent job at bringing in new talent. Of course, I'd like to see them bring in myself, but so far I have been fruitless in my attempts to get work with TNA. But thank you very much for the email, Lorenza. I appreciated it. Here's another email I got from, well, let me just preface this by telling you about a couple of matches I've got. On the 17th, I'm wrestling for Pro Wrestling Revolution in San Francisco at the John O'Connell High School. Now, January 18th, I'm wrestling Drake Frost for SPW. That's Supreme Pro Wrestling, and you can check them out at www.myspace.com/Supreme Pro Wrestling. So this letter is from the promoter's kids. The promoter is a guy named Big Ugly, who I trained years ago, and he's very, very good. He's a solid wrestler. He's got these two kids that he's putting into professional wrestling. I think they're like 2 and 3 years old, and they're in diapers. They're drooling a little bit, teething, what have you. But anyways, he's putting them in the ring. He's trying to get them groomed for the business. So they write me a letter. This is Cujo Boy and Titus the Future Franchise. They write me this letter. Dear Mr. Michael Modest, please don't say mean things about our daddy anymore. It hurts his feelings. And he gets so nervous that he starts throwing up and crying. Now, he is our role model, and we don't want to grow up crying and throwing up when we are challenged by a legend like you. Me and my brother dressed up for... this is sickening. You wait to hear this. Me and my brother dressed up like Michael Modest, both of them, for Halloween. Then we jumped out and scared our dad. My brother yelled, "I got you now, sucka." Our dad just fainted and then collapsed to the floor and poopied his pants. Now, this letter goes on and on, man. You know, they ask if I can be, if I'll be their new role model, if I'll be their dad, if they can move in. You know, well, of course, guys, I'll be your new role model, but no, I ain't going to be your daddy. But as far as your dad, Big Ugly, goes, he is just going to have to deal with his fears, because Michael Modest is coming to SPW on January 18th, and I will not be ignored. And I don't want to hear any more about your dad's bowel conditions, about him pooping his pants. Tell him to wear some damn Depends. So anyways, there I go again. I want to send out my congratulations to Mickey Rourke for his Golden Globe win for Best Actor the other night. The movie that he won this award for was directed by Darren Aronofsky, and it's called The Wrestler. And I'm so excited that Mickey got this nod for the Golden Globe. And the reason why is because I feel like Vince McMahon is reaching his long arms out there and trying to kind of smother this film a little bit, kind of douse it out a little, as he did with Beyond the Mat. But I'm wishing The Wrestler the utmost respect. I think it's going to be a great film, and what I've seen so far, I'm very impressed. It was nice the other day on In Your Head Wrestling, I called in and was able to speak to Danny Bonaducci. It was very cool, although it kind of sucked for me. I couldn't hear anything. I've had this cold for like 5 days, so I apologize. My voice is very rough. Sounds like I've been gargling on gravel and barbed wire for the last week. So I couldn't understand anything Danny was saying or anything the hosts of the show were saying, but I did listen to the whole show, and it's very impressive. Check out inyourheadwrestling.com to hear an interview about Danny Bonaducci. You know, I think that Danny showed tremendous, tremendous interest in this business by working on his body as hard as he did. You could really see a huge difference in his body. And let's face it, man, Rodman was a ringer. He was trained before. He had already wrestled for WCW. Hell, he had been on pay-per-views. It was probably in his contract that he had to win. So that kind of, I found that very disappointing. I would have liked to see Willis and Danny Bonaducci in the finals, and I'd have loved to see in some spot where Danny Bonaducci tackled him to drop, you know, Willis dropped down and got back up and turned around, and Danny Bonaducci standing there, and he says, "What you talking about, Willis?" Something like that would have been great. I'd have loved it. But I would have loved to have seen Danny win that thing, and I'm hoping he's going to be in the second season, because I think he's got a real shot. So check out inyourheadwrestling.com. Now, let me move on to how I feel exactly about Vince McMahon. I got an email last week, and someone was like, "Hey, Mike, you seem like you're really down on Vince. Has Vince ever done anything personally to you? And I will tell you, no, absolutely not. In fact, Vince has done just the opposite for Mike Modest. He has made my dreams come true. I would have never been able to speak personally with Hulk Hogan had I not had it not been for Vince McMahon Jr. My dreams would have never taken off the way they did, and he gives so many opportunities to so many guys, not to mention the fact all of the children and wives of the wrestlers and the people in his company that work for him, all the people that he provides a living for. It's just amazing the lives this man affects, not to mention the fact that, you know, our nation makes so much money off of him as a taxed corporation. You know, doll sales and video games, yada yada, it goes on and on. You know, I'd like to recant, actually, about something that I said last week. I was like, you know, Vince acts like he owns the whole damn wrestling business. Well, I'll tell you what. He got WWE from Vince Sr. Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken right, Vince Sr. was a second-generation promoter, and he started promoting in the 50s. And then Vince is born in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and you know, took the business to a whole new level that his dad, who was already like the biggest name in professional wrestling, his dad took it to a point, and then Vince took the ball and ran and surpassed his father in all accounts of this wrestling business. That's kind of like David Flair superseding his father, Ric Flair. I mean, it's amazing where Vince Jr. has taken this business. And I want to recant on what I said, because I believe that if anyone does have the rights to say that, hey, this is my damn business, it has to be Vince McMahon. Maybe he does own this damn business. As far as how I feel about them, man, I am forever grateful for the McMahons and all evil promoters out there making decisions that make some and break others for the benefit of the company. Vince McMahon is a consummate businessman, and sometimes being a good businessman, you make a lot of enemies. But in my opinion, the McMahons fucking rule. They rock in my book. So, peace to the McMahons. That's how I feel about them. Now, on to my top 10 New Year's resolutions, baby. Number 10. I resolve not to club any more baby seals and or baby koala bears. And I think I have a very good chance at succeeding in this New Year's resolution. More than likely, I won't even come in contact with a baby seal or a baby koala bear. And if I do, I probably won't have a club in hand. So kind of what I'm doing here is I'm setting myself up for success in 2009, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep all of my resolutions. My number 9 resolution, I resolve that I am cutting back on caffeine. Only one pot of coffee in the morning and no more than a 6-pack of Diet Coke, bro. Talk about an addictive drug, man. Caffeine's like legal meth, but I do love my coffee. Number 8, I will never stop being honest, but I am going to be more tactful in the way I share my opinions and honesty with others, about others. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings anymore. You know what? Fuck them. If I hurt their feelings, fuck them. I've been hurt plenty. You can't take it. Get the fuck out of this business. Number 7. The next time someone sends me an app on MySpace, any kind of cute little flower thing or a little, you know, hey, here's a drink, pass me back a drink, you know, Mafia Wars or any of that bullshit, what it basically is chain mail and garbage mail, junk mail that I don't need, man. So the next time someone sends me an app on MySpace, I'm going to get really drunk. Then I'm going to climb on a bus, transfer to BART, and I'm going to, all the while, I'll be holding my steel folding chair. And then I'm going to show up at their doorstep, knock on the door, and wrap them upside the fucking head with my steel folding chair. Do not send me any more apps. I do not accept them. But I appreciate your friendship, and I will respond to comments and mails. Number 6, I will ask all of my listeners, and I myself will wait until 420. Number 5, you know, a lot of women tell me that I should talk more about my feelings and get in touch with my feminine side. So, I resolve to to get in touch with my feminine side. And kick that stupid bitch out of my life. You know, guys who have a feminine side, they're gay. That is the correct thing. You know, you're just gay if you're in touch with your feminine side. And I ain't no gay. So no thanks. I'll just go ahead and stay in touch with my male side. Appreciate it, though. Number four, this is an important resolution. I am going to get drunk at least once this year, starting today. My number three New Year's resolution, I am not going to stop eating meat. None of that vegan junk food for me. That shit's bad for you. Number two resolution, no more corporate Mexican food. Man, every time I go to Chevy's or South of the Border or one of these damn corporate $100 a meal type Mexican places, man, I'm always dissatisfied and I always end up wishing I had gone to Taco Bell. Save some cheddar, you know what I'm saying? You go to Taco Bell, you have just as good a Mexican meal as you do at Chevy's. It only costs you $4 instead of $25. You're better off going to the mom and pop, so that's my resolution. I'm supporting the mom and pop Mexican food places, man, the Mexican restaurants made by Mexican people that know how to make that shit. And my number one New Year's resolution, I'm going to continue to be the best father that I can be to my baby boys, Mike and Jack. I love you guys. Peace out. I love wrestling more than ever. And this has been Michael Modest.